Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Coming up a little bit later on, a quiz for Gator. We're going to have a live on-air taste test that I'm excited about. Thanks to a listener that wanted us to sample some things. Actually kind of versions of two of my favorite things. So maybe this might be something I give a thumbs up to. But that's a little bit later on this hour. So.
That's not a great endorsement, by the way.
That if I like them?
Yeah.
I think you might like these too, but we'll see. We shall see. So Tigers win last night 5-3. Lots to like in that game. Brant Herter gave him 2 2/3, which was great. That team, the Baltimore team, we pointed out earlier in the show how bad they were against left-handed hitters. I mean, they said it on the broadcast last night. And when we looked it up, like the worst OPS in baseball against left-handed pitchers. And so here you had Brant Herter just mowing them down to start the game. Then they brought in SGL, who has been a pleasant surprise. I mean, I don't want to overstate what he is, but let me just say that the two appearances he has made this year were better than I ever would have expected. And his stuff looks pretty good for a guy who's missed 2 years because of injury. And you know, either people were never, if you were paying attention and thought he could give them something this entire time, God bless you. But he was pretty good last night. One earned run in 4 2/3. Big out from Canely when he did not have his best stuff. He threw 11 pitches, only 4 for strikes. But battling back from a 3-0 count with the tying run at the plate in the 8th inning was huge. And he battled back and got the strikeout. Big moment in that game.
Yeah, it was huge. The Tigers continue to find this formula that works for them, whether it's pitching chaos, which hasn't worked out terribly well for them this year, but obviously was a big formula for them last year. But it worked out last night when you start the game with Herter, heavy left-handed lineup for Baltimore, and he made those at-bats really uncomfortable for the Baltimore hitters. You watch the pitches he was throwing all on the inside part, and not they were inside of the strike zone, well inside of the strike zone, but those players couldn't hold off on it because they're expecting the pitch to break across the plate. They think it's going to be a strike. It never really was. Instead, they get sawed off, and you know the ball never gets to the barrel of the bat. Instead, just stays right up on the handle there, and did a great job through almost three innings. Gave up the one run, but you'll take it. I mean, it's basically it's a 3 ERA for the game, you know. So And then it's exactly ended up with a score. They give up three runs total.
All right, so the guy in charge, the boss man, Scott Harris, joined the morning show, had a lot to say about the trade deadline. He was, you know, it's a long way off, and he can't show his entire hand, but did answer questions. So I'd start with this. As a guy in charge with a team that's playing like they are, what is your approach to the trade deadline? Is it, you know, is it pretty clear that the Tigers are in a position to buy? Here's what he said. So a couple things out of that comment. First, when he says we're going to take a cold, hard look at our debt, that is an interesting way to put it, okay? Because I hear that, and I'm just interpreting this how I interpret it. I'm not sure that this is actually what he means, but that says we're not going to fall in love with our own guys. We're going to make difficult decisions. A cold, hard look, right? If we can find somebody that can upgrade over a player that has helped us, that's a fan favorite, we'll make that move. Isn't that what a cold, hard look is? Sometimes tough decisions need to be made.
Every decision from here on out is going to be a tough decision because this team is playing so well. You know, it's hard to rock the boat with what's worked. And yet at the same time, his job as president of baseball operations and the effective general manager of this team, because he's the guy who's making the deals, is to always look to improve the team. And if you can, you do. And they've got the prospects, they've got the assets to do it. They've got guys on the roster now that they could probably flip for other players without having to give up a major prospect.
So there's Scott Harris talking about the approach toward the trade deadline. What's a bigger need, an arm or a bat? Good question. Here's what Scott Harris said. Of course, he's right. There's 3 weeks and a month to go before the trade deadline, so you don't have to make a decision in the next 5 minutes. It does make sense. And I'm, you know, when he talks about the players that they are down, the players that they don't have, Vierling is one of those guys that helps them win, not a superstar. Alex Cobb, they hope he's back, not a superstar. Jose Urquidy, I mean, his ERA was over 5. He can get some swing and miss. They signed him in the offseason to a small deal, a reliever out of Houston. Not a superstar. But what's interesting is it feels like A.J. Hinch takes not superstars and puts them in places that they can help a team win a game. And it, right. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Matt Vierling is, he's that type of player. He's not a great player, but he's a better than average player, or maybe just an average player, but if that's the bottom part of your roster, that's what makes the roster good, if not great. Zach McKinstry took a different leap this year. He's much better this year than he was last year. His OPS is at 799 right now through over 200 at-bats. Last year, I mean, we have these fond memories of Matt Vierling. Matt Vierling's OPS last year was only 735. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was better than the Major League average last year. The Major League average is around 710 last year. So it was much better than that. But just keeping in perspective of what you're going to get back when he does come back and healthy and ready to go, that it's another guy that makes the bottom part of this roster more fortified. And that's where it's a long, cold, hard look or whatever it is he said that to make improvements on this roster.
Yeah.
It's difficult because it's whatever they have is working right now, and everything from the top to bottom is pretty much above average. There's very little that's below average.
All right. We'll have more from Scott Harris coming up. Taste test at 12:30. Interesting NBA note we'll get to before the show is done. 248-539-9797. If you want to react to anything Scott Harris said there, is there a sense of urgency to capitalize now? And a Skubal extension, two things that were brought up to Scott Harris. You'll hear what he had to say about those topics next. Here on 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. Starting up this week, now you can make a smarter play with the new performance trends. You want to check out a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right there inside the app and see who's heating up. And after tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into same-game parlays, which are not my thing. But this is something here that I think fans should take advantage of if you haven't done this. And that is join FanDuel at FanDuel.com/Doug. You'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So you put $5 in your account, You find a team that's a heavy favorite on the money line. You bet them to win. You won't get a big return, but then you get the $200 in bonus bets, and you can do whatever you want with that. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The first online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Tiger Talk, man, it's fun. 5-3 winners over the Orioles last night. Biggest lead of any team in Major League Baseball and still the best record in Major League Baseball. And a lot went right last night. Important start for Casey Mize tonight. Yeah, I kind of think it is. It's not do or die for him by any stretch of the imagination, but it would be reassuring to see him go out and have a good game against an Oriole team that in a hitter's park can give a right-handed pitcher problems, but we shall see. All right, Scott Harris, if you missed it earlier in the day on the morning show, had some really interesting things to say, and there was a lot of talk about the trade deadline. We just played for you their trade deadline approach, which included the line, we're going to take a cold, hard look at our weaknesses, and we're going to chase those pieces aggressively. He was asked at one point, does he consider anyone untouchable? We're not going to play the soundbite. He said, no, but some guys, trading them isn't the smartest thing to do. You know, if he sees a guy that can be a major impact player long-term, which I think is the smartest thing to say. That is a, hey, look, I won't close the door on anybody's offer, because if you get a stupid offer, take it. If somebody's giving you Luka Doncic for less than market value, take it, right?
Yeah, obviously. So you always have to be open to conversations. And I would imagine that the Tigers' phone, that Scott Harris's phone, is going to ring quite a bit mm-hmm. over the next 6 to 7 weeks here leading up to the trade deadline, because they do have so many prospects. And because this team right now without those prospects is so good. So if I were another team in baseball, I'd be looking at how can I get a Max Clark? How can I get Kevin McGonigal? What's it going to take to pry away Josue Briseño? You know, things like that. I mean, because why not try to take advantage of a team that's actually very good right now when you're not?
Yeah. All right, so here's more from Scott Harris from the morning show. Is there a sense of urgency to capitalize now? Here's what he said. Okay, let's start with this. That's a GM who's feeling pretty chesty these days. He's feeling pretty good about where they are and what they've done as far as when you think back to your first press conference. And when you make the comment, we want a critical mass of talented young players. Feels like mission accomplished there. They shouldn't be desperate at the trade deadline. And he's getting that across, but he's also said that they'll aggressively pursue pieces that will help. But man, I mean, if they hit with more of these guys than they miss on, the Max Clarks, the Kevin McGonigals, the Briseños, the Lorenzos. Remember when we couldn't find a Tiger position player that the organization drafted and developed?
Yeah, it was really hard. You had Nick Castellanos, and until Riley Green came along, it was just Nick Castellanos. And prior to Nick Castellanos, it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough to find a guy that was here long-term. They had some guys that may have been here short-term, but not long-term. Then you go back to like Bobby Higginson or something. You know, it's been a while. So they've done a much better job of doing that.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's, I mean, some of that's just a product of drafting high.
Yep.
And having that opportunity to take Riley Green or Spencer Torkelson. But some of that other stuff is just finding those diamonds in the rough, getting lucky. I think they got really lucky with Kerry Carpenter. I want to give Al Avila some credit there, but if you look at Kerry Carpenter's stats in college, it was nothing special. Nothing that said this guy is got to have draft prospect, right? Mm-hmm. And he developed in the minors and became somebody who was pounding on the door to get up to the major league level and deserves it. And now they've got more and more players that you get excited about. And, the ones we've mentioned, those guys are great. But then there was the MLB.com article that came out that said the Tigers' best trade asset right now in the minors among the prospects is probably Max Anderson, who's a middle infielder, played at Nebraska, and he's at Double A right now, and he's doing very well. He's like a 930 OPS at Double A. But because he's this guy that it's not thought of as one of the top five guys that other teams can look at and say, well, we'd give him a chance.
You know where he's ranked on the Tigers prospect list? 21st. When that guy has that many players ahead of him, you're in a decent spot. All right.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's Kerry Carpenter from 4 years ago.
Yeah, I guess. So here we go. Final question, Scooble extension. What do you say to fans and they say, we love watching him pitch, and every time we want to pitch, every time he pitches, we want to lock him up. Here's what Scott Harris said. Yeah, he wasn't going to say much. And the follow-up question from Jim Costa was, there's a story in the New York Post where your quote is saying, it takes two to tango. That's perceived by some people as you're getting pushback from the Scooble camp. And very deftly, Scott Harris said, yeah, again, I'm not, I appreciate you asking the question.
It's a fair question,
but I'm not, we're not, any comments is negotiating public opinion. We're just not going to do that.
No, he's really good at not telling you what his plan is necessarily going to be. As an organization, they're very tight-lipped about that. They're very tight-lipped about injuries. When somebody gets hurt in the minor leagues, they don't talk about it. It's hard to get information by that from people that I've talked with. So it's that's a nice change that to keep everything close to the vest. But one thing is for sure, he's working. He's gonna try to make deals happen. He's made some deals happen. He's had some deals fall through his fingers when he thought he had something happen, like Rodriguez a couple years ago.
Yep.
That didn't work out well. But trading Jack Flaherty last year, and there were people that said, oh, he didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get their top prospect. He's like, no, we got what we wanted. And ends up being a couple of one player that certainly helped him, Trey Sweeney, and then Tyron Lorenzo, who had a hell of a year in the fall league. And then he's starting to pick up and gain some momentum now at Double A. But better yet, they went out and they re-signed Jack Flaherty.
Right.
So
the thing that people always suggest about when you're trading a rental, you can just go sign him in the offseason. That never happens.
Until it happened.
And then it happened, which was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and of course, Flaherty now standing out as one of their guys in a 1-2 punch. It could be extraordinarily effective. By the way, it wasn't that long ago where people were like, and including us, looking at a couple of Flaherty starts and going, and then he bounced back resoundingly. It's Casey Mize with a chance to do that tonight. Game 2 of this series with Baltimore. You'll hear it here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, coming up, a live on-air taste test. We got a couple NBA things we want to get to before the hour is done. One is somewhat Detroit-centric. That coming up at 12:50. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some weird noises, or maybe it's just not working right, or maybe it, I don't know, fell on your car this morning? If that's the case, I got some great news for you. There's some folks out there that can help you out right away. Precision Garage Door Service. They're awesome. I know this firsthand. I had problems with my garage doors years ago. I called them up. They came out to my house, immediately diagnosed the problem. Their expert technicians had all the equipment they needed in their trucks. They fixed the problem right there on the spot, and my garage door was working smoothly. And then when it came years later, many years later, and I needed to get the new garage doors, they came out and they helped me with that too. I know they're going to help you out. If you have any issue at whatsoever, maybe you just need some general maintenance, you don't know what to do, give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can visit them and schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
So yesterday, it was on the crawl on ESPN that TJ Watt and Trey Hendrickson weren't at minicamp. So, of course, our friends at betonline.ag put out odds on who their next team would be, if for TJ Watt, who his next team would be, if not Pittsburgh, and Trey Hendrickson for who his next team would be, if not Cincinnati. TJ Watt, Philadelphia, 3-1. That would suck.
Yeah.
San Francisco, 4-1. Also could suck. Detroit 6-1.
Right there.
That would not suck.
That would not. That would be not, pretty great.
No, that would not suck. I mean, I can't imagine. At this point, I think both these guys are playing in under their current situations. But Trey Hendrickson, next team, if not Cincinnati. New England, 7-2.
They've got cap space.
Philadelphia, 9-2. Detroit, 5-1. They are the third favorite for both T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson. The news cycle of T.J. Watt, well, mostly Trey Hendrickson. I don't think there's any reason to get that excited about T.J. Watt maybe being a Detroit Lion. The Hendrickson thing's been going on for months, and when the news cycle kicks up, it really does get people fired up.
So it's interesting. I just did a quick Google search on cap space for the Eagles. Now, yesterday did it for the Lions, and they have roughly $40 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. Once Ragnow's retirement becomes official, it jumps up to like $45 million in cap space.
Okay.
The Eagles have approximately $32 million in cap space, so far less than the Lions. But yet they're the odds-on favorite if T.J. Watt doesn't re-sign with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, because would you rather have T.J. Watt or Trey Hendrickson?
I'd probably rather have T.J. Watt.
I think most people would say that.
Okay.
So, interesting, the team with less cap space was listed as over that. But, well, hey, Lions are going to – that cap space is going to go quickly.
And, I mean, you're talking about motivation. Like, which team do you think is going to – would be more likely to pull a trigger?
The other thing, it's cap space for this upcoming season. It's not cap space in the future years where there is no cap space in future years.
No, that's very valid.
So we'll see what ends up happening. It doesn't seem likely that the Lions are going to get in any kind of bidding war. I mean, they've had the opportunity for Trey Hendrickson for a while here. Dave Burkett of the Free Press, he had a column today that talked about different options the Lions have, what to do with their cap space, and he seemed to think that half of that $40 million goes towards leaving it open in case there's a late free agent that they want to sign or for injury purposes, stuff like that. And he also addressed the Trey Hendrickson, thought this is we got to have him on the list of what they could do with it, but it's still very unlikely given how much money he would still command.
All right, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox, mostly what Scott Harris had to say from Pete Manistee. Torque's one-year contract this year is for $785,700. When he hits 35 to 40 home runs with 90 to 100 RBIs, they need to sign him. How many more years is he under club control?
I think a lot, but let me just check that.
Did you say you don't think a lot?
No, I think he's still under control for quite a bit. He's arbitration eligible next year. He's not a free agent until 2029.
So I mean, they could try and pull off the Colt Keith thing.
You could.
Here's a contract extension. We'll pay you more right now, and we think we're getting you for less in the long run.
Well, you could try that, but something tells me that doesn't work with Torque. It doesn't work with Riley Green. It doesn't work with Tarik Skubal. You're going to have to sign like a real legitimate long-term giant contract. Colt Keith they were able to do because it was before he'd ever played a single game in the majors. Mm-hmm. You know, and it ends up being a good contract for Colt Keith, but very modest in terms of what the Tigers are having to pay out for the next 5 years.
Here's something interesting from an unnamed texter. I think Harris is a lot like Brad Holmes. They play smartest guy in the room, won't go too far to make the team better, and will be content just staying put. They cannot win a championship without another bat or two and probably a little bullpen help. Championships don't happen because the season started good.
All right, so again, I go back to the offseason. After they had signed Gleyber Torres and Tommy Kahnle and Alex Cobb and Jack Flaherty and made those improvements to the roster, after those were done, the next move the Tigers tried to do after that was already done was sign Alex Bregman.
Yep.
They thought they had a deal done with Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman thought that they had a deal done, that he was going to be a Tiger. And then 30 minutes later, things changed because the Cubs upped the ante and made it a shorter-term contract and gave him $40 million a year.
The Red Sox. Okay.
And the Tigers had this 170-something million-dollar offer on the table that would have paid him just under $30 million a year, but long-term.
Yep.
You end up going to the Red Sox. It was a bigger deal short-term. May not be a better deal, but it was a bigger deal at the time. He went that way. I don't fault the Tigers at all. I mean, you can if they had lowballed them, I'd say, well, I mean, Why would he sign that? He's going to hold out for a better offer. They made a legitimate offer, like a really good offer, the best offer he had gotten. And then 30 minutes later, the game changed because we were led to believe the whole time Scott Boras said he's not going to sign a short-term deal. He's not going to sign a short-term deal. Not going to sign a short-term deal. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, you're going to give me $40 million guaranteed. Sure. Okay, we'll do that. And it'll be a four-year deal, and he can opt out after each year. We'll see if Bregman opts out or not. But the Tigers made a tremendous offer. They made a really strong effort to get Alex Bregman here, and it broke down at the last minute.
All right, Gator.
What?
We had a friend of the show drop off some treats. We do a segment on the show called Are You Going to Eat That? It turns out Are You Going to Eat That is rather popular. And we find new menu items and things that might appeal to the masses out there, and certainly Gator. And since I've held the box up of what I'm holding up here, you're like a dog that is like I went and got the bag of food or something.
If I had a tail, it would be wagging.
I'm holding up a box of Girl Scout Frosted Thin Mint Pop-Tarts.
Well, that can't be good.
I love Girl Scout Thin Mints. What were the treats? The little Girl Scout Thin Mint? What were those things you got from Costco?
Like BB balls type thing?
So good.
Yeah, I still have some in the refrigerator.
So this listener brought in a box of those and a whole bunch of these.
What?
These are... The second thing I'm holding up is the peanut butter and jelly Reese's peanut butter cup. These two things are pushing the envelope of two of my, and I don't have a lot of favorite treats, but Reese's and Girl Scout Thin Mints are where Doug goes out of character every once in a while.
More so than you do for egg rolls.
Yes. Which, by the way, there was some out there in the office earlier.
Were there?
Yeah. Which do you think you're going to like better, the Thin Mint or the peanut butter and jelly?
I'm going to guess the peanut butter and jelly. I think you're going to like them both just fine.
Yeah. Kenny, you guys want some? You want to sample these?
Oh, Kenny's all in. We'll share.
Okay. Well, come grab them. Kenny put the headset on. I'm like, you can't eat them through the glass, buddy. Come grab them. And we'll all give these a shot. We'll get... Those that are really experienced in eating the treats will get their reviews, and then we'll get my review. Not a big sweets guy, but thank you to the listener that brought these in. Which are we starting with? Are we starting with the Pop-Tart?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay. I'm just going to predict I like the Reese's Peanut Butter and Jelly Peanut Butter Cup better than the Thin Mint, but I have high hopes for both.
That's a big cup.
Yeah, it is the big cup. All right. Here we go, Gator. You ready?
Yep.
Guys behind a glass.
This is thick.
Yeah.
It is.
I know.
The first taste of the Reese's Peanut Butter and Jelly Peanut Butter Cup. Okay, looking at it, looks like a regular jumbo cup with a...
It's grape jelly, by the way.
With a thin layer of grape jelly on the bottom.
Not getting a whole lot of jelly.
Well, the ratio is more peanut butter for sure, but taste-wise, you're not getting a lot taste-wise?
No, really not. And I don't mind it because it's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
The peanut butter profile's heavy. I would say that would be an accurate description.
Do you like grape jelly or strawberry jelly usually, Gator?
Grape.
Okay.
In this very moment, I think I like strawberry better.
This is good. It's a Reese's cup, man.
It's good.
A real one, not a fake one.
Yep, that's good.
It's not Reese's.
Nope.
That's fake Reese's.
Yep.
Right.
Just letting people know.
All right, so
Gator, what are you thinking, man?
If I had a choice of this or regular Reese's peanut butter cup, I'd go regular because I don't really taste it.
Yeah, I think I go regular as well, but
it's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was more like an aftertaste.
I had way higher jelly expectations, is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a game changer, like the pretzel M&M. But I know
it's good. This is not bad. I think you guys just expected more PB&J flavor.
There's no question.
Yeah,
there's no
that's
question.
What it is.
We expected more. All right, break out the Girl Scout Thin Mint Pop-Tart. And there's two in a package. Are you going to eat them both?
You want one? Here.
Well, I would take one, or I can open up
one.
I mean, I can.
No, I don't want to have both in one sitting.
Two more full packets. Here. Yeah. All right, I'll just grab this one. Thank you. Boys behind the glass. Kenny, we'll get your review on this too in a minute. But the Girl Scout Thin Mint Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Yeah, and
it doesn't smell minty, right?
I don't know. No, it does not. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mm. If anything, it smells chocolatey.
Yeah. Right,
let's give it a shot. Here we go.
Oh, I definitely taste the minty part. Yeah, this is Thin Mint, all right.
Yep. So
there's like no hint of mint when you look at it.
No, it looks just like straight chocolate.
Yeah, it looks like straight chocolate, but when you bite into it.
So I would.
I don't love it.
Wow,
I think my takeaway on this is I'd prefer just a regular Reese's peanut butter cup, and I prefer a regular Girl Scout cookie.
I agree.
Yeah. Wow. We agree.
What if you toasted it, Gator? Would you like it more?
Probably might be different.
Yeah. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, Kenny, on both of them.
What do you think if you froze the Pop-Tart? Because the frozen Thin Mint's the way to go. But I think our expectations for these were way higher than what we actually got. They're both good. They're both fine.
I mean, like, I go back to the thing with Pop-Tarts is that most Pop-Tarts are better when they're heated through a toaster than just eating them right out of the package. Most are. But all of them are edible just eating them out of the package.
Right.
Like the banana bread one, I found to be pretty tasty by itself. But when I heated it up, it was infinitely better. This one, I don't I don't think I like it that much.
Really?
I mean, I'm going to finish it, but I don't.
And I'll keep eating it, but.
I mean, you know, don't let it go to waste here. Yeah, but it's not really doing it for me.
I'm not giving either of these a level 5 endorsement, but neither of them are bad. They're just kind of, you know, play off of the peanut butter and jelly.
Kind of a weird mint flavor, right? It's like not a normal, doesn't taste like a Girl Scout cookie thin mint.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Does it to you?
No. No, it's very, very, very chocolatey. But the Kang thought the mint profile was overpowering.
Well, because you guys know I don't really like mint, so I think it hits me harder probably than you guys when I taste some mint in my chocolate. Yep. And you guys love the thin mint, so you might want more of the mint.
Yeah, I want my takeaway, regular thin mint, regular peanut butter cup. It's good with me. So, God, Gator, you and I don't have a lot of, it's not a lot of place where there's crossover and we agree.
Yeah, this is
odd.
I don't even know if it matches the thumb.
Oh,
wow.
Less than a thumb.
Yeah.
Wow, less than okay. Huh?
It's like the ring finger.
All right. A couple NBA things I want to get to. We will do that at 12:50. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law Auto Accident Attorneys. They are what the name says they are. The attorney that you want to call if you've been in an auto or truck accident. The evidence is they have the largest auto accident settlement, largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Why is that? Well, they take on fewer cases. They do this intentionally because it means they have more time for your case, and that formula leads to faster and larger settlements. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back from them. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On a ticket. Okay, so a couple things. NBA communications, the first two games of the NBA Finals were some of the lowest rated games in NBA Finals history. And you know, I don't, these stories, when they come out, it tells you a little bit about, you know, does it have mass appeal? I hate the stories before something happens when they're like, this is going to have terrible ratings. Because predicting ratings, I don't know that any of us really particularly care about the network advertising revenues, and it has no bearing on the entertainment quality if you don't have a vested interest, if you don't have a team in it. What the TV ratings are across the board have very little to do with how entertaining it might or might not be to you. Now, once an event takes place and you find out that it doesn't have great ratings, then you get a little bit better sense for, you know, what's happening and whether or not it has mass appeal. But the NBA communications, NBA PR put out a couple of interesting things about the ratings. One, games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals are the two most watched programs across all of television since the first week of May. So they're finding something positive, as they still are, even though ratings are down year to year. But here's one that I find amazing, and I'm not sure I believe it. Nearly half of all 18 to 34-year-olds watching TV during games 1 and 2 were tuned into the NBA Finals.
Between what ages?
18 and 34.
That half of the people that were watching
TV
were
watching. Half the people that were watching TV were watching the NBA Finals.
They're doing something right.
Okay, so here is the question. If they are capturing the 18 to 34-year-old audience with 50 shares, which is a massive number, is it, do they have any problem at all? Because what Major League Baseball's problem is, and people say, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but have seen plenty of evidence that Major League Baseball's audience is like 55 plus.
Yeah, the demographics are the absolute opposite of what they have for basketball.
And so when you have the 18 to 34-year-olds, the question is, do you have a future? Because, I mean, the dark reality, the truth is, the 18 to 34-year-old is going to populate the earth for a lot longer time than the 55-plus-year-old.
I'm also curious, I don't know how this works, if they have the capability. I mean, are these ratings, are they included by, because the younger crowd watches everything through a device.
Well, and that brings us to bullet point 3. The NBA Finals have generated more than 1 billion views and counting across social media, a record through 2 games per Video City. So wow. I don't know if that's
that sounds like a strong number.
Yep. Now, again, the headline is ratings down. And the NBA is like, we'll dig a little deeper and tell you why we actually like what we're seeing.
Yeah, because that does make sense. And again, if you're not watching it on cable, if you're watching it through some app, does that count for the Nielsen ratings? I don't know.
I think they had streaming numbers too they put out, Doug. I'm not sure, but I mean,
well, yeah, those were sort of social media.
Yeah,
so.
Like engagements and things like that. I think ratings are down in general for other than football and everything, just because everyone knows there's so much more things you could watch now in different ways, things to do, right? I mean, we just have so many other outlets. That's one. Two is, I think Cuban's always said this, and other owners are happy. They're hitting the demo they want. For that's where advertising dollars come in, whether it's, you know, energy drinks or whatever. You don't need that gears towards the younger audience. You mentioned that 18 to 34. I guess if that number's correct, then they're killing it. Look at what, you know, NBC just shilled out for basketball, you know, and then now they're bringing over the same crew to you know, do pregame and postgame. That's a lot of money. Look at the NBA contracts. My God, we're talking about Kevin Durant yesterday.
Right.
He makes 50-plus million a year. And I know he's the higher end, but the lower end guys make 12 plus million a year too, more than Connor McDavid, you know? So the ratings, I think, overall are definitely down, but as far as money, they seem to be very healthy, the NBA. And I'm a guy who, by the way, doesn't really love where the game's headed, but, you know, I think that's every older generation. And you know, I'm not older, but this is not my, you know, my peak basketball interest.
Right. Well, look, if you're hitting with the younger demographic, that's generally considered a win. Number across the board or down. Question is, because I think all of our lifetimes, we could say we were bigger NBA fans than we are now. Kang, you're probably the most recent person that was really, really fired up about the NBA. Does this just happen over time for some reason? And baseball starts to appeal to you more when you get older? Or does is it significant of a game change? Like that somehow the game you grow up with it invariably evolves into something you don't like as much?
There's lots of factors, I think, that go into it. Like, I would imagine that, you know, Kang, who is diehard NBA guy, probably watch less because you've got kids now. You got more going on in your life as you get older. But when you're in your 20s, everything's in front of you. You know, you're not tied down just yet with other responsibilities. So yeah. You're like, yeah, I'll go out to the... And plus, it was different then, too. Like, for us, when we were in our 20s, we wanted to go out to the bar and watch the game. Now, because of the advancements in televisions and everything else, you're more than happy to sit at home and watch the game.
Yeah.
But you're still watching it, I guess, that'd be the difference. But today, I have less interest in it. I've gotten older and I don't, a lot of it has to do with how good your own team is. I had much more interest this year than I've had in the last 10 years.
Well, certainly that.
So that's a big factor too. But overall, I think it's definitely a young man's sport.
All right. And this is somewhat Pistons related. We're going to take 10 texts on this right now. Pistons are playing Dallas in Mexico City, November 1st. They've gone to Mexico City before, but they're going
to
Mexico.
That's the third time, I think.
Yeah, the schedule. Pistons are going to Mexico City.
Regular season game.
Here's our question. Mexico City, yes or no?
See or no?
Would you visit and vacation Mexico City? First 10 texts, tell us why yes or why no. Sign your text. Mexico City, Pistons are going there. Will you ever go there on vacation? It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.